a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This one is a political story, mate, and you know us and politics.
Oh, yes.
Finger on the pulse, and also we have sort of...
Our head in the game?
I was going to say sort of...
Foot in the pie.
Sort of access to sort of backroom communications channels.
Oh, God, yeah.
Haven't you been? There's a whole other.
Well, you've invited me to the back room, and I said no every time.
I know. I think it's in the way that I say it.
Yeah, probably.
Victorian MP Georgie Purcell. Are you familiar with George? Georgie Purcell. She's from your mates, the
Animal Party.
The Animal Party. Yes. See, there you go. So you do know her.
I do know her. I know her and I know this story, and it's wild.
She's your best mate, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
You and, yeah.
She's got blonde hair, she's got tats, she fights for the animals, love it.
Yeah. So she was on Nine News, and there was a story about her speaking out about the Victorian government allowing duck hunting to continue in Victoria. Let's not sort of...
Are you sure? Because I could launch.
Right, all right, Jonna. I'll just pop off and go find Lingy.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting, but that's okay.
All right, so apparently the idea was to stop duck hunting everywhere, but the Allen government has said it won't ban sport, despite there being an inquiry recommending it be stopped, not only on public but also private land. It's a funny old thing, isn't it?
Shoot a clay target, you know?
Yeah, or each other. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I mean, do us a favour, but don't do that. Georgie's from the Animal Justice Party. That's the one I was looking for. Anyway, so she was part of this Nine News story about the whole thing. But the graphic that they use, you know, when they set up a story and the anchor's like...
Be very careful.
And then... yeah. But the graphic's behind them. And then they cut to the journo and the story or whatever. The graphic behind them had Jacinta Allen, but it also had Georgie. But the photo of her has been photoshopped. And I'm still not sure that I understand exactly how it's happened.
Well, apparently it was just the AI, you know? It just happened.
It just did it. I read it that way as well, and then I thought that couldn't possibly
be. No, that's what they're running with.
That couldn't be Channel 9's excuse.
Yeah, it is. We're really sorry, but it just happened.
As you say, she's a beautiful girl. She's got blonde hair. Mm. She's quite young. She's got tattoo sleeves, and she's wearing... So what she's done is taken a photo of the screenshot and a photo of the original photo, put them next to each other, and then tweeted it out, right? Or X'd it out. And in the original photo, she's wearing what appears to be a nice summer dress.
Yeah, I think it could even be like a singlet and skirt combo or something. Who knows?
It's definitely connected.
Yeah,
it's definitely connected. Stitched. So it's like a singlety sort of arrangement at the top, and then it sort of poofs out.
Billows out.
Billows out's a great word for it. I went with poof. But in the graphic on Channel 9, it's turned that they've put some belly in between, so it's turned it into
a midriff top,
a two piece outfit. And not only that, they have enlarged what you call your best quadrant.
Yeah.
Her sort of front upper quarter.
Yeah, they have.
They've blown that out.
Yeah, and it was just AI. Just Photoshop, guys.
Yeah.
Don't know how it happened. It just, you know.
Director of Nine News Melbourne, Hugh, said he'd like to sincerely apologise to Ms. Purcell for the graphic error. Right?
Yes.
Our graphics department sourced an online image of Georgie to use in our story on duck hunting. So there it sounds like he's going, okay, well, we went and we just grabbed something off the internet. Yeah, we grabbed the wrong thing. But as is common practice, the image was resized to fit our specs. Okay, we need it to look a certain way. So
we understand
that.
Okay.
During that process, the automation by Photoshop created an image that was not consistent with the original. So automation by Photoshop's gone, do you know what would look better?
Bit of midriff,
bit more skin.
Yeah,
bazongas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the graphics guy that's got every photo that's their change? Like every photo he uploads, it gets changed into super hot chick.
Yeah.
Big old boobies.
Yeah.
Come on, that just did not happen.
So I'm thinking about our promo shoot.
Do anything to mine. Photos. I hate my face. That is the worst photo ever. It was chosen without me.
We'll do a bare midriff, but over your face.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just for those who weren't listening yesterday, went over to Sorrento for a great friend of Dodsy's 40th birthdays. Took the ferry over. Fantastic service, that is. Straight Queenscliff to Sorrento. Fantastic. They get the cars on there. They jam them in there and they fit them in beautifully, really smooth. The moment that I got out of my car, I realised that the other car next to us was pretty tight, so I was really careful, got out, jumped out, standing there. Dodsy's in the passenger seat. Birthday girl, I'm going to call her, is in the driver's side back seat. She has got out and opened the door as though she had 150 metres of space next to her.
Only car in the car park.
Yeah.
Correct. And has gone bang. Hit the car next to us while they were still sitting in their seats waiting patiently to jump out.
Yeah.
And our eyes met. It was just that awkward moment of, you heard it because it was loud.
Someone's hit your car and that someone is us.
Correct. Tiny, tiny little chip out of it. There was something there. It wasn't major, but it was there, definitely. I'll fast forward. They came back to her and said, listen, we've got to do something about this. Don't want to go through insurance. What about you just give us $600 and that'll cover it? She's gone, no, way too expensive. I'll give you $200. They haggle a little bit back and forth. Somehow it ends up more on her side of things. $250 is what they ended up agreeing on. She lives in America, has done for years, so had to use one of her friend's bank accounts because she doesn't have an Aussie bank account.
Yeah.
Transferred across the $250. Done.
Right, so we thought, I feel like she sort of got out of it pretty well because $250 doesn't seem like that much. And things, it's one of those things that seems to, like, it could be as expensive. You could tell me it's anything, any price, and I'd be like, oh, okay, that's how much it costs to fix a chip in paint in a car.
Well, his initial point to her was, even though it's just a little chip, I'll probably have to get the entire panel replaced, so therefore that's what, $600.
But let's be real, they're probably not going to get it fixed. They're probably just going to have payment for pain and suffering, right? If you were going to get it fixed, though, do you have to get the whole panel done? Who knows? This guy does.
That's right. I know a guy. His name is Zach. He's my panel beater. from Mirror Finish Accident Repair in Moolap, Zach joins us now. Morning, Zach.
Morning. How are we?
Good, thanks, mate. Now, you've heard the setup. Where do we start? Do you want to start with price-wise?
It hit their door. So not that front panel like of the bonnet of the car.
Not
like
a quarter
the side.
Panel. No, yeah.
Thanks, Tommy. Right. I didn't know what it was called. It was passenger side front door.
Well, for $250, she's got an absolute steal.
Oh,
really? This is what I thought.
Wow.
What are we talking, Zach?
At the absolute bare minimum, if it chipped the paint, if it hadn't chipped the paint, different story. It's probably a bit right if it's only $250. But if it has chipped the paint, you got to paint it at the very least. You got to paint that whole door, depending on where the chip is. So that's already $700-$800.
Did you say $1,700 or $700?
$700 to $800. If it's one door.
Yeah.
But if that chip is close to the guard, Lingy, the guard, then you got to blend the guard. That's another $500. Also depends on the color.
Wow.
Yeah.
What color was it?
You know what? I've blanked out because I was so panicky about what was going on. I can't remember. It was a fairly standard sedan car. I would say it was sort of middle of the door, so not near the guard.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I can't think of the color. But already we're getting $700 to $800.
Wow.
Maybe another $500 on top of that.
That's easy minimum. If it's say it's one of those Mazdas that's that candy looking red, pretty much you got to paint the whole side of the car. You spend thousands.
So, Zach, do people come to you for chips like that all the time, or do people just think, nah, I just can't be bothered with it?
They do. They'll come in with like one chip on their bonnet, and I go, look, I know it sounds ridiculous, but you got to paint your whole bonnet. It's like $1,000. And they go, oh, and I go, well, I mean, I can put a bit of touch-up paint on it if you want, but if you want it fixed properly, you got to paint the whole thing.
Yeah, so you can't just get texture out and just...
Well, that's what...
I mean, you can.
Yeah, one of my cars is white, and I've definitely used whiteout.
Yeah, I mean, it works.
Yeah. Wow. Well, everyone needs to be very careful then.
So Birthday Girl, as I've called her, has now gone back to where she works and lives in America.
Yeah.
I am definitely getting in contact with her and telling her she got off with a bargain.
Yeah, dodged a bullet.
She has. She absolutely has.
All right. So would it sounds like if they had gone through the process of insurance, it probably would have been not cheaper than the $250, but it probably would have ended up cheaper than paying outright for the full repairs, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, thank you for the info, Zach. You are the expert. And you can find Zach and his wonderful work at mirrorfinishaccidentrepair.com.au. Thanks, mate.
No, thank you. See you.
Oh, I can't believe that.
I can't believe that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Start of the year. It's Lingy's first week back on the show. Log, you and I have been back for a week and a half, right? And so it's around about this time of year that we sit down, we have some meetings, and we talk about sort of goals for 2024, the new year, things we want to do, things we want to tick off, things we want to sort of achieve.
We pretend to listen to him while he has his boss man voice on.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? So we end up sitting there for like 2 hours coming up with a massive list of stuff and we go, wow, that's really good. And then if anyone looks at that list ever again, they're like, oh, God, where would we even start? There's too much stuff here.
Yeah, exactly.
And nothing gets done. So I thought rather than doing that, how about we take 3-4 minutes on air, quickly run through some stuff that has been brainstormed already by someone else's marketing department.
Okay.
And see if we can't just co-op some of their stuff.
All right,
really.
I love this.
Are you familiar with Charlie XCX?
Yes.
You know where this is going, don't you? You've
I
seen
do.
This right. You have no idea.
No idea, no.
Wonderful.
Is that like a code name for some drug these days?
Charlie XCX brought us such bangers as... And my personal favourite. You wanna put it on me.
You're not gonna get it for free. Her and Dua Lipa kind of came out at the same time, and it was very Dua v. Charlie.
So much so that I told Charlie XCX that Dua Lipa is a poor man's Charlie XCX. How did that work out for me? Not great.
Not great.
She also did not like to hear that. She's like, oh, no, you can't say that. And I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. Anyway, so... So she has. She's got new music coming out. They want to promote it. And so her marketing team have come up with a whole lot of ideas to get people talking about Charlie XCX.
Okay.
And sort of stunts and things that she can do. And I thought, hey, she's not going to use all of them. So it's the ones maybe that she doesn't use, we could use.
All right.
Because okay. She's released it. She's leaked it. And this could be just as good as actually doing the things for her because obviously we're talking about it, right? So why don't we get on board? Right. But when I say we, I think maybe there's really only one person that on the show that anybody gives about.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's Cameron Ling, right?
Exactly.
So we know what we are.
Yeah. Peas and corn on the side of a big steak.
Well, I was going to say like a sort of dog poo on the shoe, but
oh, okay.
Peas and corn's probably a nicer way to say.
Yeah. Oh, you're better than. You know what, on a shoe.
You are the meat, Cameron Ling, though. That is a great
juicy
way to describe
steak.
You.
And what does the meat have to do?
Very rare you are. Very rare, very pink. There's a list of things that they suggested. And how's this for a marketing team just throwing stuff at the wall?
Okay. Yeah.
So Charlie gets her nipples pierced at Claire's. I don't know what Claire's is, but Lingy, you want to pop down to...
That'll be a no from
me.
That's
more of a you thing, Tom.
Yeah. Body pleasure piercing.
That's your
it's just on little mallet there.
I reckon you'd love it.
Yeah. Put a little chain
it
in
is,
him.
Yeah. It is. It's an interesting pain.
Let's put that one in the Tom basket for now.
You've got a lot of nipple space, so...
What?
Continue. Anyway, what?
Who's got the most nipple space out of us three?
Mine are really good. Just letting you know.
You tell us every
great
day.
Great ratio.
Every day. Every
Let's
day.
Keep that one in the Tom basket.
Yeah. Okay. Charlie crashes drag brunches and lip syncs to her own songs across LA and NYC. So let's say across Geelong. So you would
love that for Loggy.
Lingy would.
My song.
You're good at doing parody songs. Yeah. You're good at lip syncing.
I could
everything.
Go into like, you know, a cheese store and be like, give me more cheese, give me more cheese.
It's a terrible idea. Cameron, you are doing this one. So it gets an alternate idea. Charlie crashes weddings and sings her own song. So Lingy crashes wedding and
amazing.
Sings a song. Lingy crashes a sweet 16 and sings a song.
The wedding, my sister's wedding's coming up in about a month.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I love that.
Or a bat mitzvah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we've got one in the Tom basket, one in the probably Loggy basket.
Probably and one Lynn. In the Ling basket.
No, none yet for me.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
The next, okay, so if Log's doing the singing, I'm doing the piercing, then you have to do the third one.
We'll see about that, yeah.
Lingy leaks a sex tape.
Is that what they really came up with?
Charlie XCX's new song plays lowly in the background. It's night vision style, so it'll protect your modesty a bit. Gradient camera style a la Midnight in Paris.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton's.
Sorry, but...
So afternoon in Ling.
This month...
On only cans now.
This marketing team is no longer employed by Charlie XCX.
This is hilarious. It goes on. So you don't like that? What about you have a Winona moment? You get caught shoplifting at Bay City Plaza.
And we leak
the CCTV footage. Cameron Ling just caught stealing, I don't know, shorts.
Could try that one.
Yeah. No, I really like the tape. I think the tape.
No.
Only fans, don't forget.
Yeah, only cams.
That's it.
Yeah. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, so something's been upsetting me a little bit. Okay. And it kind of happened last week when I caught up with a whole bunch of girlfriends. And for the first time ever, we sat around as a group, like with these friends in particular, and I've never heard them speak so much crap about their own bodies before. How I've put on a whole bunch of weight. I'm the heaviest I've ever been. I hate how I look at the moment. I hate how my stomach sits at the moment. Like new mothers, old mothers, people that haven't had kids, like everyone just really talking about their body positivity and how they perceive themselves at the moment, right? And I feel like my internal monologue has been getting really bad too. After this whole Ozempic stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And now there's a new trend again that kids are talking about called legging legs, which is basically like, there's certain girls that have legs for leggings and they're talking about thigh gap, right? Now, do you remember thigh gap?
Was sort of, a thing 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Like if you stand there and you have space between your legs that light can go through, then you've got the ultimate body. And I, since I was a kid, have had really bad body like stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like I've hated my body for so long and I've always had problems with it. And now it's like this Ozempic stuff. It's like I see Oprah and she's skinnier than me. And it's like, it's starting to, those wheels, those bad wheels are starting to turn again.
Even though, so can I ask why you think there's more of it now, considering, isn't there a greater awareness of body positivity, even just the modelling fashion shows and that, there's different body shapes and size and everything like that. It's supposed to be sort of more open.
Yeah.
But you think it's getting worse?
Well, there was a bit of a time where it was it is more diversity. And I think there will still continue to be that. But let's be real, it's a very small amount, right? When you see models on runway and stuff like that, there's a few companies that are having women with all sizes, but there's not. You go into shops and there's been a shop that's notorious for it up in Melbourne that I refuse to go into now, where I asked the chick, can I have a larger size in this? And she was like, we don't stock that size. Like, really? You know what I mean? And I'm a normal size. I'm a 12, right? But sometimes I can be a 10, sometimes I can be a 14. Ever since this Ozempic thing came out, the Kardashians again, all very skinny.
Yeah.
Very skinny. Okay, so they used to be all about curves and everything and the big bum and the big boobs and embracing that body shape. And now especially Kim, it's all about being super thin. So super thin is coming back in again. And it worries me because I grew up as a kid in the 90s. And if you read some of the magazine covers that we saw, it horrific. Like everyone used to say that you would look back at stories now and think, what the hell were we thinking? It was like Britney, fat again or whatever. And she was like 50 kilos. It's and funny. I just don't want that to happen again. It makes me so sad.
It's funny you should say about the way all your friends were talking about themselves, because if you ask them if they would talk about each other like that, there's no way in
100%.
Hell. And it just goes to show that your internal monologue and the way you speak about yourself is the worst. Quite often anyway, for a majority of people, you're your own harshest critic.
Yeah.
And you would never talk about your friends the way you talk about yourself. And so, it's interesting if you try and turn that around and go, okay, well, I'll only talk about myself the way I would talk about others.
Yeah.
It can really sort of change things.
Well, we use that with our friend group. They always say, if I say something bad about myself, my friends say, don't speak about my friend like that.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
And I'm like, but... Yeah.
I've got to ask too, is a lot of this tied to social media? The fact that it is constantly in the face of people and younger people in particular, just photo after photo after photo of, and I use this in inverted commas, perfection?
Oh, yeah. Everything's filtered. Everything is... It's hard. And depending on the people that you follow too, like I've had to stop following people because I've noticed myself getting back into bad patterns again, which can be dangerous for a lot of people too, because that can go down very quickly where all of a sudden you're food obsessed again. You might be weighing food. You might be exercising too much, you know, and this is what worries me because I don't want this to happen again. I liked where we were going and it made me so sad that we're having this discussion with my friends and they're all very big on they don't want to have these discussions around their children because they want them to know that it's your body is beautiful and healthy and you should embrace it. There's been times that I've missed out on going places with my friends, like to the beach and stuff, because I don't want my body to be seen, and that's sad. Like I've missed out on things, and this all came up as well because I did see a poem on TikTok and it's by a girl called Josie Belka, and she says she has never seen a body on the beach and then remembered what it looked like after walking away from that person.
Yeah.
She has never, you know, had a thought afterwards and thought, oh, did I see that person on the beach with that body?
I can't believe,
Yeah, right. It's like, and that just, it was like a wow moment for me because I'm like, 100%. No one's, like, you look at people because it's natural, but no one's saying, oh, God, look at her cellulite and look at her hip dips and look at her one boob bigger than the other. Like, you know, we all have things. And it's just, don't let that, and I'm really trying hard for this for myself, don't let that ruin the happiness of your life.
Yeah, dictate
you know?
What
yeah.
you do and how you feel.
And I don't know, I was just thinking about it. So I just thought there might be other people out there. And, of course, Butterfly Foundation's there, Lifeline 13, 11, 14. But let's just try and say no to this coming back into our headspace again.
And if you're sort of thinking about Ozempic, just remember, it makes you poop the bed. So that's what you want for yourself. Go for your life.
Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
All right, we're going to Sydney South for this one.
Zoom. Oh, God. Who are all these turds?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that seems to be the thread because this is up on Reddit, which we don't really understand, do we? We get that it's there, but we don't understand how it works.
Front page of the internet.
Yeah, but what's up and down comment? Who knows? Anyway, someone has taken a photo and they're furious at this person. There's a Tesla who has parked their electric vehicle at the petrol bowser.
What?
So that they could go inside to the servo because there was nowhere else to park. And this person's taken a photo of them and gone off. And they said, this wit parked at the petrol pump in his Tesla to go in and buy car wash, right? And then I've had to wait there
to use the
petrol bowser, right? They said, if it's busy enough and there isn't a car park free, you should really find another servo or park on a side street and walk.
Correct.
Or come even just now. Pull over somewhere in the servo that's not a designated park. If you're out of the way, then I think that's fair game. Run into the shop
if
and run
one
back
of those
out again.
Is it a
tiny little servo? Can you see from the photo?
No, it looks like a pretty big servo.
Come on, just
but there's no car park. I can't see any car parks. And back in the day, we would all remember this. It used to be great. You used to be able to pull up to the side of a servo, run out and get stuff. Now a lot of servos have that "please don't park here" thing. Annoying. Right?
Yeah.
You can still do it at some, but not at others.
Enough I've seen that.
So what do you do? If you want to just go into the servo and there's no car parks, what do you do?
So I remember, now I'm going to take you to back 12 months. I made the mistake, and I own this mistake, of going to the parking at the Bowser, filling up my car. I was there for petrol, going in, ordering coffee inside.
You've got a big car, though. That's a long fill. Like, that's a big tank.
Yeah.
There was a car behind me waiting. I went and got a coffee and waited for the coffee inside and then came back out. And you two torched me.
Yeah. With good reason.
With good reason. I've owned that mistake. I will not make it again. Mm-hmm. But this is next level inconsiderate, borderline psychopathic behaviour.
What? Really?
Parking at a petrol Bowser just as a, basically as a random car park, not using the petrol Bowser at all and then entering the shop and holding somebody up, that is beyond unacceptable.
Okay, but what if someone's not behind you and you just run in there to get a quick ice cream and there's nowhere else to park? I'm not parking down a side street and walking to the servo.
Chances are there is a car coming at some stage.
Yeah, hey, and by then, I would have been out.
Hey, hang on. The way you're defending this, you've done this.
Why do you keep saying I?
No, because I'm just saying.
Have you?
Think about it, right?
Have you parked in front of a Bowser and not gotten petrol and gone into the shop and then left?
Isn't it quicker, though, that you would be excited that someone isn't using the Bowser?
Have you?
Yes.
Lauren! Oh! Lauren!
No, but I'm just running in to get some chips or something, right?
Yeah, but don't park at the Bowser.
I would park anywhere if I could, but
no.
The only space...
Park on the street!
I'm not... There's street parking, come on. There's sometimes no room. I'm on a busy highway.
Well, then skip the chips.
No, I'll never skip
the
chips.
Skip the icy pole.
And I'm not walking. That's the whole point. I'm in my car.
No, man.
I'm not walking. But I'm not filling up with petrol, so it's less. I'm not going in there to wait for a coffee.
You destroyed me about that coffee.
Yeah, she did. She went really hard.
Because you took time to fill up, then took time to wait for a coffee. That's two things. I'm just parking, going to get an ice cream, paying for it and coming out.
You're parking at the petrol Bowser.
I don't know. I think it's all right.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God.
No. Open up the lines, Tommy. We're getting phone calls on this. I know we've got other stuff planned. We're getting phone calls on this.
This is one of the worst things you've ever done, Logging. 52232955. Can you park at a petrol Bowser, not get petrol, go into the servo and then come back out again and leave? I will be the voice of reason. And so will hopefully William from Lara. Good morning, mate. You're live on the air. What say you about this awful, awful, disgusting thing that Loggy has done?
You know what? Just lay off my girl, because I do the same.
Oh, no!
And, yes, William, thank you very much. It's like you're just running in for something quick, right?
Yep, it's quicker than that, because I'm just getting like a milk from my daughter and then I'm out again.
Exactly.
But 9 times out of 10, I don't use a middle section. I'm all the way over to the far left-hand side where nobody else wants to go.
Yes, exactly. And we also got
and
a call from
the times
anonymous.
That I'm there, all the attendants are like fully on deck.
Yep.
So all the car parks at the front and the car parks on the side are all full because they all drove there. So... just like she said, all the car parks are used.
Yeah.
And frankly, where I live, there is no on-street parking because it's right on smack dab of a roundabout.
Yeah, I know. You're talking about APCO and Lara because I use that APCO as well. But I tell you what, William, if I see you, get out of your car at the Bowser. We're having a chat, buddy. We are definitely having it. If I get stuck behind you.
come on, give me a hug.
Well, we did have anonymous calls. Call up, and Anonymous said they didn't want to admit it publicly, but they've also done it, and they also agree with me.
Okay, well, that sounds
made up.
No one ever said that, mate.
No, 100%.
I can't believe the people of Geelong, the wonderful people of Geelong, would do this. We've got psychopaths living amongst us, you, Lauren.
Well, you've just said that. Do you want to welcome Diane from Diane?
Diane.
Diane. Diane,
hear what she's got to say. You're live on the air.
I'm not going to be anonymous now, am I?
Diane.
Are you going to be anonymous?
No, not now.
Okay. Well, we can pretend like we're... Okay.
Life's pretty precious, and I think a servo sells petrol, but now they also sell so much else.
Mm. Yes, they do.
That petrol is only one part of their business.
That's
so
true.
Park where you like, and the rest of the population, get some patience.
Mm.
Don't let your car get to empty.
Yeah.
And buy what you want. Park at the business you're buying from.
Yeah.
And enjoy life. Slow down. Stop tipping people. Stop getting angry. Get on with it.
I mean, nothing else needs to be said.
Yeah, curse you and your logic, Diane. I'm dying over here.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.